It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
Welcome to raised bed building season. I know I've got some questions on this one, especially since we just created a no-dig bed.
Yeah, you know, I wrote the book, The Complete Guide to No-Dig Gardening, and in that book I talk about the different types, and the real basic no-dig gardening bed is pretty simple. The idea, of course, with no-dig is not to till or strip the sod or the grass from your garden area, but to build upon it, build on top of it. So if you have a lawn area where you're going to build one of these beds, all you need to do is really just mow that grass down, put down four layers of newspaper, and this could be like black and white newspaper, watering each one of those layers so it doesn't blow away, and then start building your organic materials on top of that. It could be hay or straw or fresh grass clippings from an untreated lawn. Chopped up leaves would work. Even some old weeds you might have or some kitchen scraps that you have, you can even create a layer with those. You want to cap the whole thing with, at this time of year, about 4 to 6 inches of compost. And that's because you're going to be planting in that probably within a month or so. So you need that extra compost for those seedlings to really start growing strongly. Now, you can make the bed freestanding, or you can make it with a structure like a raised bed, do it that way. Either way, it works fine. And then you just harvest it and or start planting, and you'll be growing and harvesting in no time. Now, the other thing you want to keep in mind with your no-dig bed is if you have critters, like you were mentioning, like mice and voles that get under the bed and start tunneling up and eating your beets and your root crops, carrots, what you might want to do is put down some quarter-inch mesh hardware cloth underneath that bed and attach it to the bottom of that wooden raised bed and make the wooden raised bed a little taller, maybe up a couple feet tall. That way, they'll be less likely to tunnel underneath to get up into the bed or crawl up on the side of the walls. So keeping those things in mind, you can create a nice little raised bed in a grassy area that'll be very productive. And then all you need to do every year is that make sure you put some mulch on the top of it. And then the following spring, put some compost on top of that and just start planting.
Hey, Charlie, it is still poetry month and you have one from Phil in Pownall.
Yes, Phil sent along this poem about tomatoes. It's called Invocation for 11 Tomatoes, and it's a pretty long poem, so we'll put it up on the All Things Gardening webpage, but I want to read a couple little selections. It's mostly talking about these different heirloom varieties. So, for example, Cherokee Purple's dusty pink from native fields, or so some think. A smoky taste, a globe oblate, and brick red sliced upon a plate. Black Crim, whose home the cold black sea, dark glossy green, mahogany, when halved its seeds like orbs appear to swim in night's vast hemisphere. And it goes on like that for 11 varieties. So thank you, Phil, for sharing that really fun poem.
The Invocation for 11 Tomatoes. We'll put a link up to that at vpr.org. Question time. This from Jean in Newport. Jean asks, I've got a blueberry question. I haven't been able to find an answer anywhere. Should I apply fertilizer and soil acidifier to my blueberries at the same time?
Yes, there's really no reason you shouldn't be able to do that, Jean. You can use, of course, the soil acidifier is sulfur. You can get pelletized or powdered sulfur, apply that, and then you can put down a granular organic fertilizer, something that has roughly a 5-5-5 kind of ratio to it. You can use both of those at the same time. You know, work them in a little bit, put some mulch over them so if you have pets, they don't go in there trying to eat some of that fertilizer, and you should be all set.
This question from Jonathan in Valley Falls, New York. Jonathan writes, I never have flowers on my hydrangeas. I have macrophylla, and I take out the dead brown stems every late fall or early spring and hope and pray for some flowers, but they never come. Should I fertilize?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of fertilizing, Jonathan. It's really a matter of the macrophylla, or that blue hydrangea a lot of people are familiar with, forms its flowering stalks on the old wood. So if the old wood did not make it through the winter, so if you're looking at your hydrangea now and you see it's pretty much dead down to the ground, you'll get new shoots coming out of the ground, but they're not going to form any flowers. If they do, it's going to be very late. So the key is to protect that wood, those branches and stems, in the fall. So this fall, as we get closer to November, December, throw some mulch on top of it, bark mulch or some chopped up leaves in a ring of chicken wire, and really bury it for just about a foot or so deep, just to protect the bottom buds on those stems. And then this time of year, you can pull those back and you'll see that they're still alive. And those stems that emerge from there should give you some nice flowers.
If you've got questions for Charlie, send them to us at vpr.org. Just do a search for All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.